We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO for this Wednesday night. And joining us in studio, veteran defensive lineman Alan Branch. Thanks for coming by, Alan.
I appreciate being here.
Last time I had you in here was the day you signed way back in April. Yeah. Right? That was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a little bit ago.
Did you anticipate this much playing? No one can anticipate injuries, but were you ready to play this many snaps played this year?
I was definitely ready to play this many snaps. I mean, when Alex Carrington went down, I definitely got some more snaps on my plate, but honestly, I came in the season, planning on starting anyway. So we had a good little competition during the camp, and AC actually, won the starting job. And once he went down, I was still in that same frame of mind.
He was playing well through training camp really through the early part of the season. Yeah, yeah. He was like a revelation early on this season.
Oh yeah, he's definitely a person that needs to be dealt with when he's on the field. So when he comes back, I'm sure everybody needs a keep eye out on him.
And I see him still in the complex. I mean, he trains here, he works out here, rehabs here. That's good to see that he's still around and still mentally into it, huh?
Oh, he's definitely still into it. And every game he usually, throws a text here or there and, just make sure we got our focus right, or even just, trying to make us laugh, trying to, cut the tension. So yeah. He's still a huge part of the defensive front.
Tell me about the defensive front and how you think you mesh with the pretty talented group with Marcel Darius and Kyle Williams and the guys up front. Tell me how you fit into that group.
I don't know. I guess those guys they're the guys that get, a lot of stats. That's yeah. why I kind of see Marcel and Kyle, because they're so explosive and quick. And to me, I'm more of a run stopper, so I take a lot of blocks, and I do get penetration and disrupt a lot as well, but I just haven't really had that many opportunities to get on the field and make those stats myself. But I'm feeling like I'm disruptive out there, causing havoc, and I feel pretty good about my play right now.
It's kind of three different styles among you three when you think about it, right? Kyle is like so quick off the ball and so athletic. I mean, he plays his own way, right?
Yeah, all three of us, not one of us have, the same type of game. And I think we all kind of, play off each other's strengths. And we know once we start playing a little bit more, we're gelling together. And we kind of know where the other person's going to be or what type of move or play he might make. And we might be able to cheat and make a tackle on the backside or something. So it's interesting playing with this front.
And Marcel Darius, who seems to be coming into his own as a player, it's got to be fun to watch a young guy like that to get so much better during the course of the season.
He's been that. This is my first year, so it seems like he's been this good since I've been here. So I've never seen a guy his size able to just play on his toes so much and have so much explosion. And I think he has 5 or 6 sacks. So he's having a hell of a year so far.
Is this position you're playing, this kind of defensive end position, is this what you played before in your previous stops in the league in Seattle, for instance, the last couple of years?
I didn't play this in Seattle because they have Big Red Bryant there, but right. I actually played this exact spot in Arizona before I went to Seattle, so I have some familiarity with the position.
And why does this position and this defense fit you? What do you think you bring to it? What are your strengths?
Like I said, I like stopping the run. I'm a first, second down guy for the most part. I could go in there and get a good pass rush, but I'd say my strengths for sure is, knock back the tackle or guard or even a tight end, depending where I'm lined up at, get some penetration in the backfield and make the jobs for our linebackers a lot easier, just taking up blocks and just making a clear pass for them to run through.
We're talking with Bills defensive lineman Alan Branch, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. We've talked about the guys up front. You're getting contributions from guys down the depth chart a little bit, too. Corbin Bryan and even Stephon Charles, who sort of came out of nowhere. Canada, I guess, nowhere. But those guys are making plays in the limited time that they've been on the field.
Well, they're definitely making plays. I would say this is a really deep defensive line group that we have on this team. If one person goes down, I think all of us feel confident that the next person behind them can step up and almost do just as well as the starter on the defense.
What does Coach Weaver preach to you guys? Are there a couple of themes that he hammers on when you're in the practice or in the meeting room during the course of the week?
Not really. I feel like since we have such a veteran group on the defensive front that he doesn't have to say too much. He just, make sure that we got our mind frame in a right position for the game or in the right place for practice, and just making sure the P's and Q's are all dealt with. Because, I mean, for the most part, this defensive line group is, I mean, it's probably one of the more veteran groups on the team.
Yeah.
And I think he's doing a great job not trying to micromanage and just playing to the strengths that he sees fits for the up front.
Do you think that comes from he being a player in the league not too long ago?
I think that's exactly where it comes from. I mean, if you play the position, you're able to relate with the defensive lineman a lot easier. I mean, when you got a coach that never played the spot before and he tells you you got to do this when you're going playing against, you know, 700 pounds of pressure from the offense getting double team or something, I mean, you kind of look at the guy like, you've never done this in your life, but he literally just finished doing this, you know, 3-4 years ago. So, right. I mean, he has a lot of intelligence when it comes to all that stuff.
Hey, Ellen, tell me about last Sunday going against Ben Roethlisberger. He made a couple of plays that are classic Roethlisberger plays. I think about the one, I'm not sure if you were in there. I know Bryant was and maybe Stephon Charles, but it was a second down. They're back at their 16-yard line. You had him surrounded.
A little flip pass. A sack on that play.
You were, man.
I had pressure
from the middle. Less than a foot away from him.
Yeah, I don't know what. He's been doing that for his whole career. Unfortunately, I've been on a couple teams where he's done that a couple times. So
he turns what it looks like it's going to be a sack, maybe from you, into a 34-yard gain. They're at midfield. They go on and score the game's first touchdown. Yeah. He's amazing.
He's definitely a great quarterback, a great player. But, I mean, I feel like if we could have done, you know, something else to get him down, I feel like we could have stopped him. But, like I said, he gets paid, too, and he played a pretty good game.
Coach Marone, I know, talked to you guys and the coaching staff talked to you guys about going against Roethlisberger and how you should go after the ball as opposed to trying to bring him down. Is that the key? I know Marcel stripped the ball out once and he just flopped on top of it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, with him, it depends. You got to know yourself when you're about to tackle Roethlisberger. He's definitely, about 6'5", 265. I mean, I know the program says like 240-something, but the guy's a house to bring down, and you just got to know yourself. Me, I'll probably just tackle him normal, but I mean, if you're a corner coming from a blitz trying to get him down, probably the smartest thing to do is to go after that ball.
It had to be I know we're beyond that game, but it was a frustrating game to see the defense, your defense, play as well as you did for big chunks of that game and to come up empty, come up with a loss like that. It had to be a little frustrating to your group.
It's frustrating just because we don't want to play for chunks. We want to play for games, and we didn't play good enough to win the game. So that's all it said. You can say that we did this here and there, this there. But at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is that W or the L. So all we want to do is get the W, honestly.
Well, you get a chance with the New York Jets now, the rematch with the New York Jets this week, and they didn't play last week, but based on their last game, the win against New Orleans, they seem to be playing better now than they were when you saw them back in week three. Huh?
Yeah, they definitely look like they're, you know, getting their feet up under them and, you know, knowing their identity and having a young fella back there. He's starting to come into his own as well, starting to run ball for a lot of, you know, first downs, and knowing, you know, if he doesn't have his open receiver, and you know, to get all the yards he can. So, I mean, they're doing a lot better as a team. But I mean, I feel like we've progressively got a lot better as a team as well. We just, like you said, like a few series here or a play here or there, it could definitely change our whole record for sure by a lot.
I was watching the Jets game against New Orleans, watching the quarterback Geno Smith, and it seems to me they're doing a good job of I don't know how to describe it, giving him a freedom to make big decisions, like the touchdown run that he had. He rolls right, he takes a look. He's not real fast or athletic. There are a lot more quicker quarterbacks than he is, but he just makes a decision. He's playing freely, even though he is limited in his experience.
I never really played quarterback, so I don't know how free he actually was, but, I mean, he's quick enough. I mean, if you got, you know, man covered, cover zero, from the defense, I mean, you don't have to be too fast to really get some yardage against on a scramble. So
they've got some experience up front on the offensive line, guys who've been around and know how to play a little bit on the offensive line.
Yeah, they got a lot of experience up there, and they got a pretty good front up there. They got Cologne, a couple other guys out
Mangold.
There. Yeah, Mangold. I play against him since I've been in college. So, I mean, they got a good group, and we just got to bring our best game.
And quick back, Chris Ivory, former New Orleans Saint, you must have faced him before, really runs pretty quickly out of that back.
Yeah, he's a load to bring down, and he's quick with his decision. You know, he'll make one cut and get all the yards he can. And, I mean, that's the type of back that I would want, you know, running the ball as well. So he's a good running back back there and, you know, getting all the yards he can.
Alan, it was such a tough loss to to the Steelers last week. I wonder, what has Coach Marone and his staff done to sort of get you guys in the right mindset for the upcoming games, including this week against the Jets? What have they been talking about this week?
I think for the most part they probably talked about just looking at our record and knowing what team we are. You know, our team, our record, it shows what we've performed, but that's not who we are. You know, we're a lot better team. We're in every single game just about, and we're a lot better than, you know, what the record shows. And just know that we could go out there and compete with any team in the league. And I think he's done a good job with that and keeping everybody positive and keeping them ready to go and playing on the field. I mean, we're still excited playing outside, you know, or practicing outside today, and it was freezing. So, I mean, if we're excited for that, I'm sure we're going to be excited for Sunday.
You know, it's funny. When you guys walked out there to practice in the cold in the stadium today, there was a lot of hooting and hollering. I thought, are they complaining or are they into this?
It may have been a little bit of both, you know. Definitely, the complaining may have came from me, but I definitely changed my ending when I got on the field and started running around with the guys.
There's a lot of football left here. 6 games left here.
Definitely. It's a lot of football.
You guys feel like you got something still to prove this year with the 6 games that remain?
Yeah, I think we have a lot to prove. Just to show, you know, the way we end this season is going to show everybody the team that we want them to see that we are. You know, we're a Buffalo Bill team that's going to play to the very end. Even in any game that we played, you know, we've played our hardest all the way to the last whistle until the fat lady sung. So we're going to do the same thing for this season. Hopefully we could string some W's together and, you know, start making a splash out there and let everybody know.
Great. Thanks for coming by, Alan. No problem, we appreciate it. Alan Branch, Bill's defensive end, in studio with us. There's more to come. The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. Coming to you from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.